Police departments across the country are under pressure to rethink their most aggressive tactics, not just flashpoints like Ferguson and Baltimore. The nation's largest police department is among those facing growing scrutiny. The New York Police Department is now on the defensive about its long-standing approach known as broken windows policing. NPR's Joel Rose reports.
Simply put, broken windows is the idea that police should aggressively crack down on low-level offenses to stop bigger crimes from happening. And it's been copied all over the country. But critics in New York say broken windows needs fixing. Here's City Council Speaker Melissa Mark-Viverito.
Our goal is a simple one: make the system more just. Jumping a turnstile at 16 should not mark you for the rest of your life.
Detractors say far too many New Yorkers, mostly poor and mostly people of color, are arrested or ticketed for so-called quality of life crimes, like riding a bike on the sidewalk, drinking on the street, jumping a subway turnstile, or just being in the wrong place at the wrong time.
I receive a fine for staying in the park late, which I didn't know.
Frandy August got a summons to appear in court just for hanging out in a park near his home in Brooklyn an hour after it closed at 6 p.m.
I saw the judge and he was like, case dismissed because it was not that late.
August's case was quickly dismissed, but he had to go to a special court in Manhattan and appear before a judge who hears lots of quality of life cases. Most of these cases get dismissed or reduced to a small fine.
It's focusing on minor things instead of solving major problems.
Dre Farron was slapped with a $50 fine for possession of marijuana. He does not think broken windows is working.
It probably will stop you from riding a bike on the sidewalk for a little while. That's probably it. Or like leaving your car from running while you're going to the store, I guess. But those criminal activities, if we're talking about criminal activity, this isn't really making a difference with that. I'll say it's more harassing people.
But defenders of broken windows policing say the statistics are on their side, including the man who's largely responsible for making the approach famous in New York some 20 years ago, the city's police commissioner, William Bratton.
I can assure you that quality of life policing will continue and continue very assertively in this city. It's what made this city safe in the first place.
Major crime of all kinds is down almost 80% in New York since the bad old days of the 1990s, during Bratton's first tour as police commissioner. Exactly why crime dropped so much is a matter of debate. Still, Heather McDonald at the Conservative Manhattan Institute thinks broken windows is a big reason.
The rap against the police used to be that they ignored community requests for assistance in minority neighborhoods. The NYPD is now focused like a laser beam, both on where violent crime is happening and where people want help.
The NYPD says most quality of life enforcement is driven by community requests for help. But critics complain that police are much more likely to be aggressive in poor minority neighborhoods. Activists like Mark Winston Griffith of the Brooklyn Movement Center say that drives a wedge between the people and the police.
You know, we all want a better quality of life. What we're saying is the approach to it, the tactics that are used to arrive at that are overly aggressive and are ultimately, on some level, counterproductive to the very goals you're trying to achieve.
Part of the concern is that misdemeanor arrests and summonses can turn into real jail time for people who can't afford bail or don't bother to show up in court at all. The New York City Council is now looking at two proposals to decriminalize some minor offenses. The mayor and police commissioner have been getting more and more questions recently about broken windows. Commissioner Bratton has answered them this way.
The mayor and I have committed to working on the continuing evolution of broken windows quality of life policing. It works, it's essential, and it will be continued here in New York City, modified certainly.
Bratton says he's open to some revisions of the city's broken windows philosophy, including more warnings for first-time offenders. But his larger message seems to be, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.